This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this special edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and this is a special. Every once in a while, we do just very short audio things at special times without the normal fanfare. And today, we just really wanted to share out there, Attention Talk Radio, we do what we do for you, and it really makes us feel good when we can actually help some people. And I just want to play a short excerpt of an interview that we did recently with an individual who was a listener of ours and got connected with Dr. Parker and really found a lot of help. Dr. Parker is a guest that we have on frequently. He's very knowledgeable. And in working to serve the public and working with him, I just wanted to share this excerpt so that those out there that are interested to see, you know, what the power of this can be and how working together can really help those out there in need. We have it for you right here, so we'll just run it real quick, and there you have it.
I decided that I would like to find out whether any of the meds would help me because I seem to have a lot of issues, and if they seem to help. And then as I've listened a lot to your show, I was very impressed by Dr. Parker. So I decided to actually make an appointment with him, and I traveled all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Virginia to go and see him, and I was absolutely amazed. I mean, I must have filled in about 30 pages where he was asking questions, right down to my parents' childhoods. And when I got in there, I just have to tell you, I haven't told you this before, but the one thing that was absolutely amazing with him was he said, I'm not going to force you to take any medication you don't want to take, which is like a breath of fresh air to me. And he started telling me how the medications worked and that and what to look out for. So I started going within my own mind and feeling what I felt, the difference between taking the medication and not taking the medication. And basically, one morning I was out walking the dogs, and I normally take my medication at a certain time. By the time I walk the dogs, I'm feeling great and like I want to, you know, get on with the rest of my life and do everything I need to do. But this particular day, I was just feeling awful. And I realized that I hadn't taken my medication, and I looked into what it actually felt like. And it's basically, I think it's because the dopamine is low, and it's like a fuel. But it's basically, it's like trying to run a marathon through heavy, thick mud, and it's almost like an emotional pain, you know, to move those limbs and get done what you have to get done. And then you have all kinds of guilt because you're not getting done what you have to get done. And to somebody who doesn't know what's going on, that actually feels like depression.
Wow. You made a comment a second ago, within my own mind.
Yes.
If I said you were making observations of what was going on within your own mind, would that be an accurate statement?
That's correct.
So in the mental health field, they have something called metacognition. That's thinking about what you're thinking. Do you think that's what you were doing?
Yes, but I wasn't even thinking. It's how I felt. You know, it was, I just, you know, I it's like you are stuck. You're tied up, and you just can't do these things. I mean,
yep.
So many people just think that you're lazy, but it's actually emotionally, it's just painful.
Yep.
It's like trying to push a car that has
yep.
no gas when
yep.
you should be driving it.
And so when you were noticing that, in working with Dr. Parker, did that help you determine what medications might work or help, or can you just speak to that a little bit?
Well, he'd already put me on a really good medication,
mm-hmm.
But what it does help is for me to realize when that medication is working and when it's not working, because the attention deficit medication does not work like antidepressants where it's in your system all the time.
Uh-huh.
It only works for a certain period of time. And in order to get the dosage right, you have to know, you know, how you feel, how the medication makes you feel and what it's actually doing for you and when it's not working.
Wow. That's it's funny. I actually taped Attention Talk video show with Dr. Parker, and the topic is how do you know when your ADHD meds are working? And I have to everybody go out there and go look for that. I don't want to tip the hat to it, but he talked about his side, coaching side, and we kind of talked a little bit about what Depper's doing in terms of making those observations. So everybody go to attentiontalkvideo.com, look for, our ADHD, how do you know if your ADHD meds are working, and enjoy that show.
Hope you enjoy that little excerpt from our interview with Deborah. And thank you, as always, Dr. Parker, and thank you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to Attention Talk Radio.